Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur. Don't forget to click on the Daf option to see today's Tosfos marked using the popular Gemara Markings system, similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. The Tosfos on Daf Dalet is really a Tosfos going on something that we had learned in our previous shiur from Daf Gimel. The Tosfos is a reference to the top line here on Daf Dalet, where the Gemara had been discussing the sages approaching Dovid HaMelech with a request for increased finances for the Jewish people. And in that discussion, it was concluded that if more funds are needed, then you have to go into battle, expand your territory, and thereby achieve greater financial resources. There was a procedure for going into expansion, into war, and that involved seeking counsel with the king's advisor, with Achitophel, and then approaching the Sanhedrin. And we saw Rashi's pshat there was they would daven for their success, and the consultation with Evyosar was a Kohen Gadol at the time of Dovid HaMelech, in the early part of Dovid HaMelech's reign. And as Kohen Gadol, he also wore the Urim V'tumim, which are the breastplate stones worn by the Kohen Gadol, and they miraculously answered questions posed to them, as they had letters of the names of all the tribes that appeared on the stones. Through these letters, they answered questions posed to them. And the Gemara then brought a pasuk on the second line from the top, where it said, "V'chein hu omer, uvenoyahu ben Yehoyada, al hakresi ve'al haplesi." According to Rashi, the word al that you see, second word on the line, al hakresi, means before. So that the pasuk is saying, "Benoyo ben Yehoyada was approached, and then the kresi uplesi," which would be the, according to Rashi, the Urim V'tumim. The Gemara itself asks, why are they called kresi uplesi? And according to Rashi, that is a reference to the Urim V'tumim. We will now learn Tosfos where there is a different approach to this matter. Tosfos at the top of Daf Dalet, "Benoyohu ze Sanhedrin, Misvora Omer Kain." The Gemara is saying that Benoyohu ben Yehoyada is associated with the Sanhedrin, with the high court, based on Svora, meaning not a verse that indicates that, but based on logic or understanding. Evyoser Elu Urim V'tumim. It said in the Gemara that Evyoser was associated with the Urim V'tumim, V'cheinu Omer, and the pasuk goes on to say, Uvenoyo ben Yehoyada al hakreis v'al plesi klomar hoyo kodem lohem. Im Kain Urim V'tumim hoyu achar Benoyahu. This was the pshat that Rashi gave us, that Benoyahu ben Yehoyada was al hakresi, meaning before the kresi uplesi, which were the Urim V'tumim. And as such, first the Sanhedrin was spoken to, and then the Urim V'tumim. Im Kain, Evyosar Shehuzkar Achar Benoyahu, therefore Evyosar, who is mentioned in the Pasuk, after Benoyahu, Hainu Urim V'tumim. Evyosar then is associated with he is the Urim V'tumim. In other words, he's the Kohen Gadol who wore the Urim V'tumim stones. Kach Piresh Rashi. V'teimo L'pirusha. You'll notice we have a triangle around V'teimo, and a couple lines later another triangle. questions raised on Rashi's approach. So, v'teimo l'pirusha, we ask, according to his explanation, pshita de'vyosor kohen hoya b'mei David, it's obvious that Avyosor was the kohen, shelo hoya kohen acher, there was no other kohen in the time of David. At the early part of David Melech's realm, there were no other kohanim. Shekulam neregu b'noiv ir ha-kohanim. There was a massacre of Nov, which was a city of kohanim. They were killed off. V'lamat sorech raya olei. Why would the Gemara need to bring a proof to this, namely to Avyosor being a kohen? In other words, the Gemara brought a pasuk on the second line from the top. It says, "V'chein hu omer," and thusly it says, "Uvenoyahu ben Yoyodo al hakreis v'alplesi." And by doing that, according to Rashi, "kreis v'alplesi," which Rashi associated with Urim v'Tumim, is showing us that Avyosor was the one who had the Urim v'Tumim, because in the other pasuk that was featured at the bottom of the Af Gimel Amud Beis, we saw "Benoyahu ben Yoyodo." Then, and followed by Avyosor. So that, as far as Rashi is concerned, it appears that the Gemara is trying to prove that Avyosor was the one who was in charge of the Urim V'Tumim. So to that, Tosfos says, I don't need a pasuk to show that Avyosor was over the, or in charge of the Urim V'Tumim. That is obvious even without a pasuk. The Oid, another issue, the Girsas HaKuntris, according to the Girsa of Rashi, Benoyahu ben Yoyoda ein ze haposuk b'shum mokoi. As far as the Gemara, the way we read it, and the way we read it was in accordance with the Girsa of Rashi, there is no posuk like that. In other words, when you look at the bottom of the Gimel Amud Beis, there is what appears to be, it says V'achrei Achitofel B'noyohu ben Yehoyada V'Evyosar, etc. But there really is no pasuk like that. L'kach Goris Rabbeinu Tam Kide'isa, Rabbeinu Tam rather has a different version in which it says, "Vachrei Achitofel Yehoyada ben Benoyahu." Notice the difference. Not Benoyahu ben Yehoyada, but rather Yehoyada ben Benoyahu, a gentleman who in effect was the son of Benoyahu ben Yehoyada. And it says, "Ze Sanhedrin." V'chein hu omer uvenoyahu ben Yehoyada ala kresi vala plesi. And in order to prove that Yehoyada ben Benoyahu was the Sanhedrin, was a reference to the Sanhedrin, the head of the Sanhedrin, there is another pasuk that says, Uvenoyahu ben Yehoyada al hakresi vala plesi. Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, the kresi plesi, Rabbeinu Tam explains that the expression kresi plesi hainu Sanhedrin. That's a reference to the Sanhedrin. Shekursin divrehem lamitasan. They rule. Kursin literally means to cut off. In other words, they offer a final verdict. Kursin divrehem lamitasan. They offer final and true verdicts. Uplesi, what does that mean? Uf shem ufloim b'hiron. They're wondrous in their rulings. Kamo mufla shebebasin. The word mufla is an expression you find referring to the greatest of a particular court. Mufla is the greatest one in a court. So that the Sanhedrin is a group of great Torah scholars that offer final verdicts and are wondrous in their abilities. So that as far as Rabbeinu Tam's approach to this matter, the pasuk at the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, in which it said, V'achrei Achitofel, he says, Yehoyada ben Benoyahu, V'Evyosar. Now, we don't know who Yehoyada ben Benoyahu is, so for that, and the Gemara says, that this Yehoyada ben Benayahu, who's Zeh Sanhedrin, but how am I to know that? So for this, the pasuk is brought on the second line of the Gemara to highlight Yehoyada ben Benayahu as being Sanhedrin. We give you another pasuk. Ubenayahu ben Yehoyada was in charge of the crazy place, in charge of the Sanhedrin. But you'll ask, but they're not one and the same. Then Tomar Hechi Poshit Yehoyada ben Benayahu, how can you conclude matters or reveal things regarding this man, Yehoyada ben Benayahu, me Benayahu ben Yehoyada, by citing a pasuk concerning a different person, Benayahu ben Yehoyada, in effect concerning Yehoyada's father, Benayahu? The Yesh Lomar to this Tosis answers that the Mistamo, the Male Mokom of Vivhaya, that our unknown, meaning Yehoyada ben Benayahu, was someone who replaced, he followed in the footsteps, as we say, followed footsteps of his father, replaced his father in the same position. Just like it's known that Benayahu ben Yehoyada was from the Sanhedrin, gam hu hayo mehem, so too Yehoyada ben Benayahu was from the Sanhedrin. So that according to Tosfos, the citation of the pasuk from Shmuel Bey's Perek Chof, Benayahu ben Yehoyada al hakreisi al plesi, is brought into show that Yehoyada ben Benayahu was from the Sanhedrin. And according to Tosfos, kreisi uplesi is a reference to the Sanhedrin. This is in contrast with Rashi's pshat that the Gemara was bringing the pasuk of Benayahu ben Yehoyada to show us that Evyosar was the Kohen Gadol. And to that, as we saw, Tosfos raised his objections. We continue now with Tosfos on Daf Dalid Omid Beis. We saw in a brisa that when a person comes home in the evening from his work, he is to say Kriyat Shema and then Davin. And after that, he then goes and eats. The Kuri Kriyat Shema Mispalel, Tosfos says, Mikan Mashma Shemisha Shigia Zman Kriyat Shema Shalaila. From here it seems that when the time to say Kriyat Shema of the evening arrives, from that moment, She'ein lo lechol su'uda, he person should not eat a meal, ad she'yikro Kriyat Shema v'yispalo arvis, until he davens, he says the Kriyat Shema, and davens the Shemoneh Esrei of arvis. And as we said, that's pretty clear from the source. One can also see that in the source itself, where mention was made, a person comes home from the meal, from his work, that is, in the evening, it said, Nichnas lebeis haknesses, imrogil likrois kore, imrogil lishnos shena, v'kore kriyat shema spalel. There was reference to some Torah learning that one does before the kriyat shema and the davening. It might be noteworthy that it was a situation where he finished work before the zman of kriyat shema arrived. So there was a gap in time between his work, his finishing his work in the fields, or whatever, and the time for kriyat shema. So in that interim period of time, the source makes reference to Torah learning. But one thing is very clear, according to the Tosfos, that at the end of one's working day, one, assuming that it's close to the evening hours, one should take care of the Kriyat Shema and the Tefillah before eating a meal. The next Tosfos deals with that which was mentioned in the Gemara, that in the evening there is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the need for being Soymech Geula L'Tefillah. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Tosfos Dibor Masel, the Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Ezu Ben Olam Haba, V'chulei. And the Gemara said, who is worthy of a portion in the world to come? One who is somech ke'ula l'tfila ba'arvis. Tosfos makes reference to a practice common outside of Eretz Yisrael, the onu she'oimrim yiru einenu upsukim achirim achar hashkivenu. There's a entire paragraph that one finds that begins with Baruch Hashem li'olam amen v'amen, and ends up with a closing section called Giruleinenu, where a bracha is then said, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMelech B'chvoidoi Tomid Yimlo Cholenu Lilom Vo'ev Al Kol Maisov. That whole section is something that we say, says Tosfos in outside of Eretz Yisrael. Oops, Nira. Now the issue is, how do we justify those psukim in light of Reb Yochanan's conviction that one needs to be somek lulu tefila in the evening? So Tosfos says, Nira hoyel v'takinu lulu rabbanon. Since the rabbanon established this text, havelei kigula arichta detakinu lomazeh. It appears that this is an extension of the Geula concept. Since they established this text, it's basically viewed as an extension of the Geula concept, the redemption concept. Shebesoch kach yispal chaveru gamhu. The purpose of having all of all of this extension is so as people who come late will be able to catch up on their davening while the congregation is reciting these paragraphs. The person who came late will catch up, and they will all daven together. V'lo yelech mibeis hakneses ad shiigmor kol echot filoso, and one won't leave shul until everyone finished their davening. V'gam yesh ba'oisem psukim yudches azkoros, and in the psukim that one recites in this additional section, there are 18 references to the name of the Almighty. That's Yudches Azkoros. Azkoros are names of the Almighty. Keneged Yudches Brochos Deshmoine Esrei. They commemorate, or in honor of, the 18 Brochos of the Shmoine Esrei. So that, according to this element, these psukim are actually connected with the Shmon Esrei and don't serve as an interruption then in the idea of smichas geula l'tfila. You have kriyashma geula, and then you get to this section, which according to this approach of Tosis sounds like this section is associated with tfila. So we're going from geula to tfila without an interruption. The agav shetiknu loymar oisam psukim, and since they established saying these psukim, tiknu loymar chasima shil yiru einenu. As far as a text, a text is concerned, they established a closing brocha for that paragraph, so that the closing brocha itself is also needed for the 18 references to the Shem Hashem, which correspond to the Shmon Esrei. So since the closing brocha is needed for it, it too is not an interruption. V'halocha to Reb Yochanan, we're going to follow Reb Yochanan, that in the evening one says Kriya Shema first and then Tefillah, because of this need for being Soymech Gula L'Tefillah in the evening. The Braisa Misayale, we have the Tanaic source that supports him. We saw in the Tanaic source, one comes home from his work, he says, after he learns a little bit, he says Kriyashma, and then he says Tfila. V'chein Pasak Halochos Gedolos, so to the great early work called Halochos Gedolos, rules the same way. V'im Kain Yesh Lizoyer Shelo Lisaper Ben Gula Da'arvis Lishmoin Esrei. If that be the case, one has to be careful not to conduct a conversation, not to speak between the closing of the Kriya Shema and the Brachas and the beginning of the Shmona Esrei. Any speech, discussion, conversation would constitute a break, a hefsik, and we are expected to be somech to connect the two, the Gula with the Tefillah. Omiu, the Seder of Amram, Pirish, Seder of Amram was an early work, meaning early period relative to the Rishonim, an early work that provides a text for the Seder. And in the Seder of Amram, it is explained Ma Pirush Ma She'onu Oimrim Kaddish Ben Geula L'Tfilas Arvis. After one concludes the Kriya Shema and the Brichas Kriya Shema, we say a Kaddish in Shul. when you have a minyan of people, you say the Kaddish before you start the Shmone Esrei. So the Seder of Amram claims that that Kaddish recitation is Lashminim, to show the lo boinon mismach gula da arvis l'tfila, that there is no need to have smichas gula l'tfila in the evening. Hence, according to Seder of Amram, a Kaddish is inserted to show that there is an interruption, a break between the Geula and the Tefillah. Mishum, and why is this? Because the Tefillah's Arvis Rishus. Because Tefillah's Arvis is optional. So according to the Seder of Amram, the Kaddish is a demonstration that you don't need to do Smichas Geula Tefillah, because the whole Arvis is itself optional. Veloy Nihira. The Tosfos does not agree. He says it doesn't appear like the Seder of Amram. De'im Kain, because if you take this approach, it will then come out Rabbi Yochanan Svirolei Tefillas Arvis Chova. Rabbi Yochanan, who requires Smichas Geula L'Tefillah, according to the Seder of Amram, if you do require Smichas Geula L'Tefillah, then you are saying that Tefillas Arvis is Chova. Just, we should note parenthetically that Rabbi Yochanan didn't say Beferush that Tefillas Arvis is Chova, but it would follow from the Seder of Amram, it would follow that way, that Rabbi Yochanan would be of the opinion that Tefillas Arvis is Chova. Deplugtahi, this issue of Tefillas Arvis Chova Rishus is a machloikas. And we know the Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan, when you have a machloikas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the Halacha will go like Rabbi Yochanan. That's in terms of rules of psak are concerned, we follow Rabbi Yochanan over Rav. So that the approach taken by the Seder of Amram leads us to a problem. The Seder of Amram, to review, suggests that the Kaddish is a demonstration that you don't need to be Soymech Gula Tefillah because Tefillas Arvis is Rishus. The problem is, well, Rabbi Yochanan says you are to be Soymech Gula Tefillah Barvis, indicating that Tefillas Arvis would be a Choyva. And we know that when you have a machlokas, and it might be pointed out that Rav holds that Tefillas Arvis is Rishus, and when you have a machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we go like Rabbi Yochanan. And that would then end up having a conclusion unlike the Seder Rav Amram. V'nochoin v'hachmir v'lizoim l'saper b'intayim, and it is proper to avoid conversation between Shema and Shmoneh Esrei in the Arvis. The Tema, if you'll ask Kashya Hilchasa, you'll say that, well, it now appears that we have a contradiction in final rulings, because the Kaimalon Tfilas Arvis Rishus, we in fact rule like Rav that Tfilas Arvis is optional. The Hocha, and here with regard to the matter of Smichas Gula L'Tfilah, Paskinon Kerav Yochanan. In other words, we paskin, first you say Kriyashma, and then you say Tefillah, like Rabbi Yochanan. But we explained earlier that if you hold, you're supposed to be Soymech Gula Tefillah in the evening, you're indicating, it's indicative of Tefillas Arvis being Chova. So Tosfos answers, Tzorech Lomar, Dafinu Isover Rabbi Yochanan Kerav, the Omar Rishus, even if Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav. Remember, we said before that Rabbi Yochanan did not take a stance. We don't see Rabbi Yochanan dealing directly with the issue of Chova Rishus. All Rabbi Yochanan deals with is Smichas Geula Tefillah. So it could very well be that Rabbi Yochanan will hold like Rav in describing the Tefillas Arvis as being optional. Mikol Mokom Mechayev Lismoch. Even so, you do, if you are going to say this optional Arvis davening, you have to make sure that the Geula is next to the Tefillah. Im kein gam lonu yesh lismoch. Therefore, for us too, who we rule that tefillas arvus is rishus, but we practice it anyway, we have to be careful with regard to the smichas gula l'tefillah. Now, what Tosfos does not address, and we will simply leave for further discussion, is all that having been said, the presence of the Kaddish would need to be explained. In other words, we who are, according to Tosfos, being careful with being semi gula l'tefillah, and even though it may be rishus, nevertheless, what is the purpose of the Kaddish that appears there, and does it interfere? It would seem from the Tosfos that it does not interfere with smichas gula l'tefillah, but one would have to explain a little bit further why it does not interfere. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.